Gemma 3 is the latest in a series of open, multimodal LLMs from Google, based on the same technology as Gemini 2.0. Chatbots based on Gemma 3 not only operate with text, but can also describe images. This is where I will try to test this in terms of images relating to electronics. I will send Gemma images, and it will describe what it sees in them. Can today's AI read? Let's find out. Gemma 3 came out a mere 10 days ago, but is already supported by the Ollama environment. I will also be running it in it. All on my laptop, of course. Specifications: Intel Core i7-6700HQ CPU at 2.6 GHz, 64 GB RAM, GeForce GTX 1060. I'm running the tests on the largest Gemma 3 model, version 27B. Gemma 3 tests. Here are the tests carried out. Everything I have checked is shown here. I am not omitting any results. The order in which I tested is as follows. First, a photo screenshot, then my commentary. Good. He even read the current correctly, 0.4726A. How did he even spot the DC motor? Maybe he guessed by feel. He didn't recognize the vehicle, but it's faintly visible. Line BDDA024D74. Good. Looks like he met everything correctly. Line BDDA024. Okay, just is it the brand? Line BDDA024. Good. It read the voltage and current correctly. Although the Twintex TP1603 converted to TopTech, but the writing is blurred, so can't be blamed. Line BDDA024D74. Good. Only where is that screwdriver and connectors? But even the marker met. Line BDDA024D74. Good. He also recognized that it was two pieces. Line BDDA024D74. Good. He recognized what the equipment was, read the temperature, even identified the buttons. Line BDDA024D74. Good. He even read the button lettering and translated it from German. Line BDDA024D74. Good. He read the temperature and humidity correctly. Only the emoticon seems to have confused him. Line BDDA024D74. Failure. The protective plastic, semi-transparent, confused him and it didn't come out correctly. It is, after all, an electrical socket, not a sensor. Line BDDA024D74. Disaster. It is, after all, an old monitor and not a blackboard, although AAF2815. I must admit that it somewhat resembles this board. Line BDDA024D74. Failure. It's an ATX breakout board, but can you blame it? As little known boards are unlikely to mate. The voltages read correctly. Line BDDA024D74. Medium. Almost hit the mark. Why didn't it read 23.22? Line BDDA024D74. Failure. It's a tester. An artificial load of LD25, LD35, not a laser. Line BDDA024D74. Good, it is indeed an inverter. Line BDDA024D74. Okay, it is indeed a PS2. Admittedly, probably a PS2 Slim, but that's less important. Line BDDA024D74. Good, where did he read so many things from? This model must indeed have a good ability to understand text from images. Although, he made a typo in the disk model, 329BA instead of 32B9A. Also, the Polish language he knows, the buffer size he also read very well. Line BDDA024D74. Good. I think he read everything correctly. Good. Here too, he seems to have read flawlessly. Line BDDA024D74. Wrong, he messed up here, to write to me that this capacitor is shorted, therefore, faulty. And he elaborated on the fact that it's not a capacitance measurement. In addition, he added zeros in front of 63. Line BDDA024D74. Good. He even guessed it was Zigbee. Probably after that ZB. Only thing I disagree with is eByte. How does he know that? the link he gave, dead, fictional. Line BDDA024D74. Good. Only where did he get the wire stripper come from? Did he take a box buckle for it? Line BDDA024D74. Wrong. It's a different board and didn't recognize the DHT11. Line BDDA024D74. Medium. He read the markings correctly, but how did he decide that this transistor was a BT module? Line BDDA024D74. Medium. This is the XR806WXU module, not the ESP32 room. Line BDDA024D74. Well, even those heights sensed. Line BDDA024D74. Good. Even 12 ESP read. Line BDDA024D74. Good. It correct.